It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Following promises made during the campaign, congressional Republicans and President Trump are taking steps to repeal the Affordable Care Act. What will replace the health care law and which provisions may be spared is still very much a question in Washington. In New Hampshire, that's causing unease with many in the substance abuse treatment community. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been reporting on this issue, and he joins me now. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, Todd, we should probably, you know, step back a little bit and explain what the health care law, also known as Obamacare, did regarding substance abuse coverage.
The Affordable Care Act did two major things. First, before the ACA, insurance companies, as well as Medicaid, weren't required to offer substance abuse treatment as part of their policies, and as a result, many didn't. That changed with the law. Addiction services and mental health care became what's called an essential health benefit. And second, the ACA expanded who could enroll in Medicaid, the health program for the poor. It loosened the eligibility requirements. In New Hampshire, that meant about 50,000 more people came onto the rolls, and all of them now had access to counseling and other treatments.
And with Republicans beginning to dismantle the health care law, those substance abuse benefits, as they're currently designed, that they could disappear?
Well, no one really knows yet. Democrats have been pushing for more clarity on this. New Hampshire Senators Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan have been holding events, trying to drum up support over the need to retain substance abuse coverage. It's an issue that obviously hits close to home. New Hampshire has one of the highest overdose death rates in the country. And Senator Hassan made a point of bringing this up earlier in the month during nomination hearings for Tom Price. He's President Trump's choice to lead the Department of Health and Human Services.
Thousands of New Hampshire citizens are getting the opportunity to get treatment for substance use disorder. And I talked with one of them last week, a woman named Ashley, who had had an addiction for almost a decade. Medicaid expansion gets passed under the Affordable Care Act. She got treatment, and she is now in recovery.
Hassan didn't go into any more detail of Ashley's story during the hearing, and politicians will often name check a specific constituent who's being impacted by a policy. But we were interested in hearing more. It turns out her full name is Ashley Herdo. She's from Somersworth.
I first started drinking, and then I started smoking pot, and then cocaine, ecstasy, and acid were the first things that I did. And then I did my first opiate at the age of 18.
Herdo today is 32, outgoing, with straight blonde hair. She describes in unflinching detail what the last 10-plus years have been like.
When I started doing heroin, my life destructed pretty quickly. I wasn't able to maintain anything. I lost my job super quick, my apartment, my child.
It was a constant cycle of heroin use and incarceration, bouncing around from couch to couch. She and her husband stole to support their habit, forged checks. She did lose custody of her son, and then things proceeded to get only worse.
What should have been my rock bottom wasn't even a rock bottom. I woke up next to my husband dead and still continued to use. And as much as that is an emotional bottom for me in sobriety, that wasn't enough to get me clean. And that's the powerlessness of addiction.
After her husband's overdose, Herdo continued to shoot heroin for months. It wasn't until after she was arrested for shoplifting in December of 2015 that things began to turn around. As she sat in jail, two things happened. First, she went through a painful detox. And second, she got a spot in the Stratford County Drug Court program, a kind of alternative sentencing option. The administrators helped her enroll in Medicaid. And then with health insurance, she was accepted into an intensive counseling program. After years of wanting to quit, she says she finally had the tools and support to do it.
You know, that... may seem crazy, right, to narrow it down to just insurance based off of like my great opportunity to stay sober. But the truth is, if I didn't have it, what would have been there for me? What would have been out there for me? I have no idea. Another prison sentence, another incarceration, because that's what my past has shown.
A year later, Herdo is now working full-time at a recovery center in Portsmouth. She's having regular visits with her son and is now buying her own health insurance. So for her, Obamacare has been a success. But even supporters of the law acknowledge its shortcomings, including higher costs and limited access in certain communities. For substance abuse advocates, though, tossing out the whole measure risks losing the gains made in treatment. Tim Rourke is chair of the Governor's Commission on Drug Abuse. He puts the risks of repeal this way.
the entire system falling apart. And I know that sounds overly dramatic, but everything that has been done in New Hampshire between the expansion of Medicaid, the redeployment of existing resources has been predicated on the fact that insurance now covers the cost of treatment.
Mental health and substance abuse clinics used to rely on a patchwork of grants and donations to keep their doors open. In New Hampshire, that resulted in a lack of capacity as the opioid epidemic emerged. With Obamacare in place, clinics are able to bill insurers and Medicaid for the treatment they provide. That steadier flow of money means they can expand their services. At Seacoast Mental Health Center, a new outpatient program launched last year, serving more than 500 patients in its first 6 months. Jay Kucher is the CEO. She says it's a financial model that works and should be retained.
You know, there were two obituaries in the paper today of young male adults. So we know that people are dying from substance use disorder issues. And we have, I think, a responsibility to try to sustain services that help to keep them alive and help them recover.
It remains unclear what the GOP replacement for Obamacare will look like. But the most likely outcome, on the Medicaid side at least, is block grants. That is, each state would get a chunk of federal money and then be allowed to use that money on a Medicaid program of their own design. And that idea has support from local Republicans. Governor Chris Sununu recently wrote a letter to Congress asking for more flexibility in health care. And State Senator Andy Sanborn, one of the most vocal opponents of the health law since its inception, he also thinks the current model of Medicaid expansion has done little to improve substance abuse treatment.
Ever since we passed Medicaid expansion, deaths have gone up, not down. Ever since we passed Medicaid expansion, the number of people of overdosing has gone up, not gone down. Clearly, when you have to look at it antiseptically, I don't think Medicaid expansion has helped us.
Sanborn says the state, on its own, can craft a better, cheaper, more robust system for treating residents with substance abuse and mental health needs. And with the GOP firmly in control in Washington and Concord, local officials may get that chance. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.